Hello, I built a shaded grass habitat, but stuff still happened.
So what's up?
A group of the dumbest idiots ever say that war with Iran is a great idea. We're still doing it. We're still bombing Iran. We're working with Israel and bombing Iran and also Lebanon quite a lot. This war is already spiraling out of control. Global oil markets are spiking. The price of gas across the U.S. has gone up 27 cents in a week. Now, the price of gas in the U.S. is far from my top concern with regards to this war, but that's where we're at. At time of recording, at least 1,300 souls have already been claimed by this war, many of whom have not been soldiers. I posted a whole video on YouTube last week about the different operations the U.S. is currently undertaking with their military across the world. And in that video, I talk a lot about the attacks on the elementary school that we used as the opening gambit for this strike on Iran. It's horrific and it's cynical. And right now, Israel and the U.S. are targeting oil refineries and other critical infrastructure like water plants in Iran. This is going to have a massive ecological impact and also, of course, is going to have a massive impact on the people living there. It's a mess. And it's a mess that could have been completely prevented if not for like a handful of old dudes who wanted to do this because reasons. I mentioned Lebanon. Israel is also going after Lebanon. They love to be like, we're going after Hezbollah. So while launching attacks into Lebanon, while also sustaining the attacks on Iran, while also continuing the genocide in Gaza, Israeli military was like, hey, like everyone in the south of Lebanon, evacuate. So they're going out of Hezbollah. Gotta warn the civilians so they get out of there because we are the moral side. Israel then launched an operation into Lebanon to retrieve the 40-year-old dead remains of an Israeli airman from a prior raid. It tracks that 40 years ago, they also were doing this. They went into Lebanon and killed 41 people and didn't find the remains. Ground Israeli troops went into Lebanon, dug up a grave and killed 41 people, only three of whom were soldiers. The rest were citizens, including children. And the grave they dug up didn't have the remains. But we're going after Hezbollah! It doesn't look like this is winding down anytime soon. Trump is apparently now considering boots on the ground. That thing that is a bad idea on top of the bad idea. I do want to be clear. This is unpopular. It's not like there's like half the country that's like, yeah, we're doing this war. Like, even if you take all of the weird MAGA people who 180'd on not being the president that's going to start a war, and then now he starts a war, it's a tiny minority. Unfortunately, that tiny minority is the one that's in power. But what's interesting is that we're watching this play out again in real time. 4K footage of literal war. While our government is like, no, we're the good guys, everyone. We're doing great and everything is going fine. And then we can see what's happening. So it's a far cry from the WMDs in Iraq, which barely sold back then. But this time it's definitely not selling. I think at this point, hopefully, more people have come to the conclusion that the sanctity of life doesn't vary based on longitude. I've got a new crime for you. Driving while trans in Kansas. Lawmakers in Kansas recently passed a bill that directly attacks transgender and intersex residents of the state. The bill does a handful of things, but I'm going to focus on the two big key points. One, it invalidates the driver's licenses of trans residents in Kansas. And two, it puts a bounty on people using a bathroom other than their sex assigned at birth, because that's where we are. Aren't you glad that we have a war going on in Iran? The bill. What does it do? The first thing it does is it redefines what gender means for the state. And it says that gender means sex assigned at birth. Then it goes on to be like, okay, well, we've cleared that up. And that means that any government document that doesn't match your sex assigned at birth to whatever is labeled as gender is invalid. Now, the bill immediately invalidated driver's licenses. So if you were a trans person in Kansas and your driver's license did not have your sex assigned at birth on it specifically, suddenly you can't use it. No grace period, no automatic update that has the changed letter for the one the government wants you to have on a piece of plastic so you can drive a car. Just fuck you. Your license isn't valid now. This also applies to birth certificates. The other side of the bill is the bathroom side of the bill. Because we can't get over this for some reason. This manufactured outrage about transgender people using certain bathrooms. The bill makes it a penalty to use a bathroom that is not matching whatever the fuck is between your legs if it's a multi-occupant bathroom. So if you've got two separate bathrooms in a public area and one is men's and one is women's, and you have a penis and you go into the women's bathroom, it doesn't matter how many boobs you have, that's still a violation of the law. I want to be clear that penis and boobs does not define man or woman, but funny jokes, haha. How is this enforced, though? Like, who's going to be standing in the bathrooms and checking your junk? Well, apparently it's going to be enforced by enticing citizens to narc on each other for $1,000. Not unlike when Texas passed the abortion bounty bill, where people could report people who got abortions for 10 grand. It's the same thing, but you can report someone who you think is trans for $1,000. Specifically, it states that you can file a lawsuit up to 2 years after an incident in which, quote, the plaintiff was aggravated by the invasion of such individual's personal privacy or is otherwise harmed by a violation of this law by an individual of the opposite sex. Said more plainly, I don't like that this trans person came into the bathroom. Give me money. I'm going to spend no time trying to refute the claims from the right about trans people and bathrooms because it's a false foundation. And I'm very, very tired of having to have conversations on the basis of the dumbest, most angriest, most bigoted people among us. Like, hey, maybe if you don't have the capacity to see the world from multiple points of view, you should shut the fuck up about policy. I will say there are multiple trans residents of Kansas, along with the ACLU, that are suing for this obviously busted bill. Trans rights are human rights, and I would love for our politicians to talk less about genitals. Just in general. What happened to Kristi Noem? I'll tell you what happened to Kristi Noem. I'm the light Yagami of news. The moment that I had finished writing a draft about a story about all the crimes that Kristi Noem has done while in office, she got fired for those crimes. So back to the drawing board. 13 months after becoming the head of the Department of Killing U.S. Civilians and then calling them terrorists after the fact, Kristi Noem has been replaced. Technically, she has been moved to a new position, and we'll get to that in a minute, but she's going to be replaced by Mark Wayne Mullen, who's from Oklahoma. He's a senator. He's also a huge pussy. Mark Wayne Mullen is going to be replaced by an appointee from the Oklahoma governor. It's not going to be a special election. Now, Kristi Noem and her bull, Corey Lewandowski, have been causing a lot of trouble for the Trump administration, sort of in general. So, of course, she's been a huge lightning rod, what with the whole, like, sending masked agents into people's houses to abduct them thing. But what got her was embezzlement. Corruption of some financial kind. Essentially, what happened is this. There was this huge ad spend from the Department of Homeland Security. Like, right after she got appointed, they spent $220 million on an ad campaign for the Department of Homeland Security. This ad campaign was largely just dressing Kristi Noem up so that she could try to look cool on camera. Back in November, ProPublica blew this open because it turns out that the company that was contracted to make these ads was an eight-day-old shell company. In the paperwork, the ads were going to be done by Safe America Media LLC. Sounds reputable. But it turns out they weren't all that reputable, and Safe America Media LLC was actually outsourcing to the Strategy Group. The Strategy Group, turns out, is owned by a husband of one of Noem's staffers. Essentially, Kristi Noem funneled $220 million into the pockets of herself and her friends. And then she went in front of Congress when they were like, hey, what's this all about? And she was like, I didn't do that. But what got her wasn't that she did that. What got her is that during the hearing where they're like, hey, what's going on here? She said that Trump signed off on this ad spend. The ad spend has been criticized even in conservative circles because it is fucking stupid. And it basically just seems like she's using taxpayer money to set herself up for a future political run at something. And also, Trump doesn't like it when people put the spotlight on themselves and not him. So Kristi Noem goes in front of Congress and says Trump signed off on this ad spend, and he said, no, I didn't. Hours after Trump contradicted her, she was suddenly moved to a new position. What position is that? Oh, Kristi Noem will be our first special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. Fuck. Because this administration is indistinguishable from the smelliest middle school cafeteria table in a sundowning suburban town, they're starting a whole thing called the Shield of Americas. You know, like the superhero franchise. These fucking Axe body spray brained ass people had a summit where they basically brought in a bunch of leaders from South American countries that are friendly to Trump. The Shield of the Americas summit is a play on Summits of the Americas, which was canceled since we've been blockading Venezuela and causing havoc in the Americas. But Trump instead invited a whole bunch of world leaders to his Miami resort and told them that he wants to start doing more military operations in South America against drug cartels. And it was here that the Trump administration was pushing the quote, and I cannot believe I said quote, Monroe Doctrine. The Monroe Doctrine is a 200-year-old U.S. public policy concept that basically states if a non-Western country, like someone from Europe, comes and meddles in the Americas, we can take that as a slight against the U.S. It basically says we are the authority here. Stay away. Teddy Roosevelt extended this and had a thing called the Roosevelt Corollary, which was basically that, but more. It basically said, not only can you not fuck with the Americas, but we can fuck with the Americas. In fact, morally, we should, to preserve a stable society. So as Trump gathers with a bunch of friendly South American states and omits non-friendly ones, the left-leaning ones, we're watching as they're talking more about a, quote, friendly takeover of Cuba. So pardon my skepticism when I hear about the Monroe Doctrine and talking to a bunch of South American countries about letting us use our military there more often while only going to the countries that we like and omitting ones that we probably want to invade. Sorry, that we would do a friendly takeover of. If I recall correctly, the ask was for affordable healthcare. No, I don't have anything about that in here. Open AI? More like open A buy. They can't all be winners. Last week, I talked about how OpenAI and Anthropic were having deals with the U.S. Department of Defense to give the U.S. military their AI systems. Anthropic and the DoD kind of got into it because Anthropic was like, hey, you can't use it for literally anything. And the DoD was like, but we want to use it to spy on people. During all this, OpenAI was like, hey, guys, we're going to work with the DoD, too. And we don't care as much as Anthropic does. As all this came out, people were like, hey, fuck that, actually. And so they started to protest against OpenAI by mass uninstalling ChatGPT. In the first week, there was about 2.5 million uninstalls. Now, for the people who are participating in this boycott, great. Anthropic beat OpenAI on the App Store for a while, and the numbers are impressive in terms of uninstalls. Don't stop. And also, for this to actually be like truly impactful on OpenAI's bottom line, it needs to hit the corporate contracts. A lot of tech companies that have both direct-to-consumer and also business contracts, they do the direct-to-consumer offering borderline as advertising. Like, yes, you can get an individual plan or whatever, like your own subscription, but it's mostly to get people to use the software so that they go to a company and they're like, oh, we should use this software here. And that company sets up a contract and there's the money. For example, see Notion. Mostly it's just lol at OpenAI. But go ahead and uninstall that chatbot. That's a good idea. Though I would say that switching from ChatGPT to Claude is a very lateral moral move. It's not much different, and Anthropic does want to work with the DoD still. Lightning round. A man from North Carolina has challenged the world to disprove his claim that he has the world's smallest penis. I don't live in North Carolina. Privacy-focused email service ProtonMail is in hot water after they worked with authorities and gave information over about a user's account that led to the arrest of a Stop Cop City protester. It's still lightning round, but real quick, ProtonMail is a Swiss company and they worked with the Swiss authorities who were in turn working with the FBI. ProtonMail did not give information directly to the FBI, and they say in their terms of service that they will comply with lawful requests from the Swiss government. So they did follow their terms of service, and that doesn't make it wonderful. But anyway, yeah, no, still not great. Lev Parnas, the father of Aaron Parnas, and guy who was previously a Republican agent tasked with digging up dirt on Hunter Biden, will be running as a Democrat in the state of Florida for Congress. Given his history in trying to undermine Democrats, I think he'd make a great Democrat. A surgeon in the UK performed an operation remotely on a patient thousands of kilometers away. That's cool. It worked. It's also cool. And finally for today, the next Xbox is codenamed Project Helix. And Microsoft says that it's going to be, quote, very premium and very high-end. I am also very premium and very high-end. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a pre-order button for the new Xbox. But this one, I made it. I made it myself. My name is Endeavorance. We'll talk again soon. Take care and be well.